Just a few years ago, chances of the U.S. women's cross-country ski team winning an Olympic medal seemed slim. But times have changed. The program now posts top 10 World Cup results, and medal chances at Sochi look good. Reporter Jason Albert met with the team as they trained last year near Bend, Oregon, and has this report on an emerging powerhouse.
On a drizzly day at Mount Bachelor, U.S. women's cross-country coach Matt Wickham makes teams of two.
Full-time World Cup racers right here. If you've done a handful or zero of them, right over here, and then we'll pair you up. World Cuppers are going to start first.
This morning's race simulates the upcoming Olympic team sprint that will take place on February 19th, where one teammate skis a lap and tags their partner. Each athlete skis a total of three lung-busting laps. Before this start, anxious racers shuffle skis and poke poles in the snow.
Go!
Heads up! Heads up down there!
Keegan Randall leads out. She strides up a steep hill known locally as the Screamer. U.S. skiers Sophie Caldwell and Liz Steven pace close behind.
There we go! All right, Sophie, let's go, Liz! Let's go, lady!
After the climb, the skiers turn a corner and zip back down. At the finish, racers prop themselves up with their poles. They pant like thoroughbreds easing into a cool-down. Jesse Diggins, who along with Keegan Randall is the 2013 team sprint world champion, knows this effort is only the start of an important Olympic year.
You know, you get really sore and you feel your muscles burning, but you're like, all right, you know, like, this is what change feels like.
For the U.S. women's team, change is the major theme. Chris Grover, the U.S. head coach, says he wants his skiers to know how it feels to ski at the front of the pack, even if they fade 8K into a 10K race. Turns out, taking those tactical and psychological risks have proven successful, but other factors are in play.
In general, one thing that is really helping U.S. skiing right now is that the sport of cross-country skiing has become cleaner and cleaner.
Since 2002, many ski federations have increased their efforts to catch cheats, although there's general agreement that some doping remains. Yet Grover insists the U.S. runs a clean program.
You know, we take a lot of pride in doing it the right way.
I'm Keegan Randall. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, and I've been on the U.S. ski team for the last 13 years.
In 2007, Randall became the first U.S. athlete in 30-plus years to win a cross-country World Cup.
And then when I started to kind of break through and get these results, I think it was like when Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. I mean, no one thought he could do it. And once he did it, then everyone started to go, well, maybe I can do that. And individual athletes started to hint at success, and then the power of belief just really started growing.
Randall's teammates believe. Just 3 weeks prior to the Sochi Games, the women's team ranks four members among the World Cup's top 30. The team's quick success startled Eric Flora. He's Randall's personal ski coach. Flora says the upbeat environment within the U.S. team is something physiological testing couldn't predict.
Because on paper, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it doesn't make any sense a few years ago that the U.S. women's team was going to be one of the top in the world in this short order. But it's the attitude, and it's contagious. I mean, and you see it with the coaches too. Like, it carries a lot of strength.
That strength has roots in the farm team of sorts that Flora runs at Alaska Pacific University, where he's developed a core collection of skiers dedicated to success at the international level.
And I think that's something that 10, 15 years ago that we were missing, is that this idea of being internationally successful was this something that happened in Europe. Is something that happened in other countries, but in the U.S. it didn't happen. So all of a sudden you had this daily culture where people showed up, they trained hard, they all had a common goal.
Another elite skier who came from the APU program is U.S. ski team member Sadie Bjornsson. Along with three U.S. teammates, she skied to a third place finish in the only 4x5 kilometer relay before the Sochi Games. Bjornsson thinks the women's cross-country team's results shouldn't surprise anymore.
And I think that the cool thing is we walked away from that day and not many of us had our best races that day. In fact, a couple of us really struggled, and that's really neat because we know that, like, even now when we are struggling in races, we can be on the podium.
Podium appearances are now expected. After a January World Cup sprint race in Czechoslovakia, I spoke with Patrick Winterton. He's a longtime commentator for British Eurosport.
Hey, we've just watched an American win.
Winterton had just witnessed Keegan Randall ski away on the home stretch. finishing with a pre-Sochi exclamation point. He says on many teams, having a superstar skier like Randall holds others back.
Because they're sort of a little intimidated. But in the US team, there was no doubt that Randall's performances were bringing everyone else forward. And at the beginning of last season, that was when we really thought, okay, it wasn't just a flash in the pan.
But U.S. skier Holly Brooks understands that the team won't have fully arrived unless it performs well in Sochi.
I have a Sochi countdown clock. I mean, we know that we're poised to make history, and it's totally doable. We're not a long shot for a medal. That said, it's Nordic skiing, and anything can happen.
The first women's Olympic cross-country ski competition is the Skiathlon on February 8th. For Only a Game, I'm Jason Albert.